Well, hello once again, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to Battle Site for Christ over the Just Jesus Network. Oh, yes, the Just Jesus Network. Oh, they play the best Christian music I've ever heard. Oh, and it's nonstop. Goes on and on. And the preaching, well, I hate to repeat an old worn-out phrase, but it's simply out of this world. Oh, yes. Now, I'm not boasting on myself here. I'm talking about all those other preachers that I hear out there. Oh, they just warm the heart. Yes, they do. And as far as what I can tell right now, they preach the same gospel message as I do. And that sure makes me warm inside. Well, I don't know about the message today, whether it's going to make you warm inside or not, but, well, it's timely. It's timely at this time of year, so bear with me. Even if you don't like the message, I hope you'll get a blessing anyway. The message, the title I've given my message is quite simple. You could never forget it, especially at this time of year. The title is simply, Boo! Boo! Have you got that? Boo! B-O-O! Well, what kind of a cockamamie message is this going to be? Boo! Boo-hoo! No, don't go there. No. Okay, listen. Let's get a little more serious, okay? Okay, knock, knock. Who's there? Hell! Hell who? Halloween! Oh! You look out your window and you see in the shadows ghosts and goblins and all sorts of demons that could only come from the pit of hell. Sorry, ladies, I don't mean to demean your children in any way. Please bear with me. You'll get the gist of my message if you do. Oh! Only come from the pit of hell, when actually they are mostly your neighborhood kids. That's who they are. Tiny tots, most of them. And some really big troublemakers, too. We won't talk about them, okay? Once every year, we are all to look without condemnation upon a world gone mad. Absolutely mad. Yes, it's Halloween time again. Halloween time. Well, I gave it up a long time ago. I got tired looking at my ugly mug in the mirror before I went outside. But when I got saved, I knew Halloween wasn't for me anymore. No, sir. No, sir. So the message I'm preaching today is, well, it's in that direction. Will you listen? Will you listen with me? Okay. All right. Well, like I said, it's Halloween. And Mom and Dad, well, for the most part, have laid aside everything that's holy to recognize that that which is an abomination to a holy and righteous God, well, just doesn't seem to have the precedent at this time of year. Halloween's for the kids, huh? Actually, it's not for anybody. Not if you believe in God. You open the door, okay? You get in the picture. Now, you open the door, and there stands several trick-or-treaters. Trick-or-treat! You know you're going to hear it, right? If you open your door. And if you don't, you might hear something else. A couple of firecrackers exploding in your backyard or on your front doorstep. Anyway, I'm just making a little bit light of it, but I know according to God it's not a light thing at all. And you bear with me, you'll get just exactly what I'm getting at. Trick-or-treaters. They don't seem to really care about anything. about Halloween. It's just that one night, they say, of the year when just about anything goes. It's the one night when heaven and hell seem to unite and close their eyes to the right and wrong for the sake of the kids. How sad is that? I've even heard some would-be Christians who have turned a blind eye to the evil on the outside and held their own Halloween party in the church basement, thinking it was okay so long as they don't run out in the outside world. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Now, what church would hold a Halloween party inside their church basement or anywhere on the church grounds? What kind of a church is that? I've seen it. I've been there long ago. It's wrong. It's an insult to God. That's what it is. So, let's go to the beginning. All right, let's go to the beginning. Where did Halloween have its start? Now, are you ready? Where did Halloween have its start? What's it all about? Well, Halloween began over 2,000 years ago with people known as Celtics who lived in the British Isles. Okay? It was a time to give thanks to the sun god. How can you give thanks to the sun god when it's dark outside? Oh, well, never mind that. Next, why did Halloween begin? It was a druidical belief, originally intended to rid wicked spirits, that had inhabited the bodies of animals, and also human beings by way of sacrifice. A lot of sacrifices are taking place on Halloween. Oh, thank God, I'm not one of them. Woo-hoo. It's believed that dead spirits, returned to their earthly dwellings and former friends. That's part of the belief of the Halloween. In modern day Satanism and witchcraft, and such spirits are given free will to indwell godless souls. Now, they can't indwell a Christian soul because there's no room for them in there. And Jesus will not put up with that kind of foolishness. So forget it. And if you're one who says you want to welcome the ghosts and goblins of Halloween into your life, then you better check out your salvation. You better check it out. You know, the Catholic Church, now I used to be a Catholic, so I feel okay in saying the things I say about it. That was before I got saved, of course. The Catholic Church originated All Saints Day. You've heard of All Saints Day, right? In the 7th century, which would lead to the worshiping of these appointees. As a former Catholic myself, as I said, I felt obligated to pray to and adore those deemed as saints, which included all of the Catholic hierarchy, right up to the Pope man himself. Now, here's an interesting thought. While we're on the subject of Catholicism, even the idea of trick-or-treating by evil spirits, it became acceptable church favor. Thus, costumed children were sent out on All Souls Day, offering to fast for the dead in return for money. Yep. That's Catholicism, all right. Oh, yes. That really, really sounds like Catholicism. And like I said, I was an old Catholic way back. So where do witches and black cats and jack-o'-lanterns fit into all this sort of thing? Huh? Well, you know, in North America we have pumpkins. Well, in Europe, it's often turnips, beets, and potatoes or taters. Even a skull with a candle in it. Wow. Incidentally, the much-adored jack-o'-lantern is another name for Joker or Satan. Did you know that? Yeah. The jack-o'-lantern is a Halloween idol that keeps alive an ancient symbol. Pardon me, keeps alive an ancient symbol of demonic superstition. Are you getting anything from this? Are you learning a little something? I didn't know, Dad. I can almost hear someone in the background. Oh, I didn't know, Dad. A little food for thought in case you're immersed in anything short of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I pray you're not. For example, witches and black cats, possessors of magic. The list goes on and on. Skulls and skeletons, fire rites, even apple bobbing. How innocent is that? A practice that was not overridden by the coming of Christianity was, guess what? Witchcraft. Witchcraft. That's a biggie. Ooh, that's very prevalent in parts of the world today, and maybe even close to you, and you don't even know about it. Witches were considered wise, and were thought to be possessors of magic. Witchcraft, however, as you might suspect, is demonic worship. That's what it is. It's demonic from the set go. Worship in opposition of that of the Heavenly Father who told Israel through Moses, now get this, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Exodus 22:18, look it up. Over in Deuteronomy 18:10 we read, there shalt not be found among you anyone that makes his son or daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an enchanter, or a witch. Have you got that? Look it up, Deuteronomy 18:10, in your King James Authorized 1611 Bible. You know, cats, house cats like, they've always been associated with mystery religions. Yeah. Causing fear, believing they were once humans who had been changed by evil powers. Especially black cats. Black cats. Legend tells us that the goddess Diana, you've probably all heard of Diana, and not talking about the song, Diana turns into a black cat to commit incest with her brother. You know what his name is? Diana's brother, Lucifer. Lucifer. Now, ain't that a ding-ding name? Lucifer. Orange, black, and red. Well, they're the devil's colors. They're the devil's colors. Add to these skulls, skeletons, along with fire rites, along with, now you're not going to care for this one, even apple bobbin. Oh, you're saying, get real now, that's ridiculous, bobbin for apples. How can that be associated with witchcraft and all this stuff you're talking about?
I don't know.
I don't have to explain it all. You know, it's all been passed down. All I do is either repeat it or make it legible to the ear. That's all I do. That's what God has appointed unto me to do. And finally, well, we arrive at Halloween. Halloween, as we know it, is trick or treat Halloween? Most assuredly a trick. Oh, yes. Yes, we Christians know. We know our archenemy. Our greatest stumbling block. Praise be to God for His intervention. Oh, yes. Because if God had not have intervened, where would most of us be or be headed for today? In 1 Peter 5, verse 8, we get our final warning. It says simply, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Well, that's not very good, is it? The devil walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. I don't like that. Do you? No. In 1 Timothy 4, verse 1, we read, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Well, I don't care for that one either. If you are a professing Christian, listen to me, please. If you are a professing Christian, and you don't doubt the fact that you do belong to Christ, that you are saved, you have no reason at all to be a part of Satan's special day. Now, I know there's a lot of you that don't even recognize Halloween. You just close the door, turn off the lights, and maybe hide in the dark. I don't know. But I'm not indicating, I'm not suggesting that there are good Christians out there who are safe from the reality of what Halloween represents. No. May God give you strength, and may God give you power to hold fast to that which was first given unto the saints. Oh, I pray He will. Oh, yes. You know, it's time to say goodbye, trick or treat, forever. If you are a trick or treater, it's not too late, as long as you're in your right mind and you can realize the power of Almighty God and what Jesus did at Calvary. It's time to say goodbye to your trick-or-treating forever and be steadfast to the mightiest of all, the mightiest of all, the Savior of the world, our Lord and Counselor, Jesus Christ. Amen? Whoa. Tell me, is Halloween a trick or a treat in your life? Without a doubt, I have no qualms about it at all. Halloween is the most acceptable trick the devil has ever used from his arsenal of tricks. It's the devil's day, the devil's night. And don't think he doesn't have a good time roaming about, watching everybody doing all the things that God is against and laughing. Did you ever hear the devil laugh? Well, I haven't really, but I have in my mind and in my thoughts, and it's not a pretty one. Surely, surely. Ooh. It's a time when the little children are hoodwinked into believing that there's nothing sinful about putting on the devil's uniform. One night of the year, just one night of the year, and having a little innocent fun. A little innocent fun. When in fact, they expose themselves to the underworld. Every child that goes out trick-or-treating dressed up in a Halloween costume, they're exposing themselves to the underworld, Satan's domain. He can work on our small minds, you know. Well, when I was a young trick or trickster, many moons ago, Halloween was the one night of the year when we kids could do just about anything. Just about anything. Anything that was forbidden, that is. You see, things you'd normally get arrested for any other day or night of the year, you'd get a good chance of getting away. You'd have a good chance, rather, of getting away with it on Halloween. As long as you wasn't murdering somebody, of course. Anything that was forbidden, well, of course, like breaking a few windows at the old foundry warehouse, because most of them were broken anyway. So you just add your rocks to it, so to speak. It's like raiding an old man's garden who can't get out and run after and chase you. I hate to say it, but I did it. Like getting even with all your enemies that you put up with during the year. And soaping storefront windows, that was a great one. That goes on all the time, even without Halloween. You know, to us young, innocent souls back then, Halloween was something, well, we always blamed it on the devil. Remember an old show back in the 60s or 70s, I think it was? Flip Wilson had it. And his favorite saying was, "The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it." Stuck in my mind. Of course, he's long gone now, but he always passed it off to the devil, you know. And that's what really the devil's all about. Getting you as far away from the cross at Calvary as he possibly can. So you do not give your life over to Christ. That's what he's all about. Because he knows that if you give your life over to Christ, then he can't have you. He can't have you. Oh, and that's a low blow to old Satan. Yes, it is. The Word of God tells us in 1 Peter to be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may what? Devour. Devour. Yes, devour. He does. He's always roaming about, seeking whom he may devour. You know, in 1 Thessalonians, we are told to abstain from all appearance of evil. Now, if you read that for yourself, 1 Thessalonians, you'll find it there. Abstain from all appearance of evil. In 1 Timothy, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That doesn't sound good either, does it? But you know, if you don't have somebody whom you want to be like, or you want to be obedient to, like God, for example, well, we can't all be like God. No, nobody can be like God, but we can certainly enter into his domain if we but believe in what Jesus Christ did at Calvary. But the devil's idea is to keep you away from Calvary. keep them away because they can't go to heaven if they go to Calvary first. That's what it's all about, people. Seducing spirits. Doctrines of devils. My friends, please take heed. The Bible tells us to bring up our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Beware, parents. God will hold you responsible for what you do this Halloween. Will you think about that? Will you? I'm just going to say a little prayer before we end the message today. Please listen carefully. Lord God, when you sent your Son, Jesus the Christ, forth into a lost and dying world, was it not to save us from the enemy, the greatest enemy of all time? And yet, each year at this time, even those who profess Christianity seem to take a night off to allow Satan to become incarnate in their minds, in their mind's eye, of course, of the little children. Oh, what's wrong with it? It's not going to hurt one night of the year for my little darlings to go out, knock on doors, and fill their bags with candy. No? Don't bet on it. Don't risk your child to this. We know it's geared for the children, those small, vulnerable minds. Oh, yes, it is. In the mind's eye of the little children, there's nothing wrong with it. They ought not to be given this bogus opportunity, because it's not an opportunity. This ought not to be, O Lord, for it is Antichrist. That's what it is. It's another form of Antichrist. Help us, O God. Please help us to hold our children near and dear and safe this Halloween from the wiles of the evil one. For I ask and pray in Jesus' wonderful, wonderful name. For his sake. I pray that you've listened carefully to the message today, and if you didn't quite get it all, listen to it again. And I want to thank the Just Jesus Network for allowing me to be a part of their Saturday morning lineup. And I ask that you would stay tuned, not just this Saturday morning, but throughout the week. There's lots of good preaching coming your way. Lots of power from above. Lots of power from above. May God be with you, and may the things you do be pleasing in His sight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.